One day, he even stopped recognizing his own son. Most startling of all was that Grandpa completely forgot he was an old age pensioner. The old man had always told his little grandson Jack stories of his adventures in the Royal Air Force all those years ago in World War II. Now, these stories became more and more real to him. In fact, instead of just telling these stories, he began living them out. The present faded into scratchy black and white as the past burst into glorious color. It didn't matter where Grandpa was or what he was doing or whom he was with. In his mind, he was a dashing young pilot behind the controls of his Spitfire fighter plane. All the people in Grandpa's life found this very difficult to understand, except one person, his grandson Jack. Like all children, the boy loved to play, and it seemed to him that his grandpa was playing. Jack realized all you had to do was play too. Part 1. Reach for the Sky. Chapter 1. Spam a la Custard. Jack was a child who was happiest alone in his bedroom. A naturally shy boy, he didn't have many friends. Instead of spending his days playing football in the park with all the other kids from school, he would stay inside, assembling his prized collection of model aeroplanes. His favourites were from World War II, the Lancaster Bomber, the Hurricane, and of course his grandfather's old plane, the now legendary Spitfire. On the Nazi side, he had models of the Dornier Bomber, the Junkers, and the Spitfire's deadly nemesis, the Messerschmitt. With great care, Jack would paint his model planes, then fix them to the ceiling with fishing wire. Suspended in the air, they looked like they were in the middle of a dramatic dogfight. At night, he would stare up at them from his bunk bed and drift off to sleep, dreaming he was an RAF flying ace, just like his grandfather once was. The boy kept a picture of Grandpa by his bed. He was a young man in the old black and white photograph. It was taken sometime in 1940, at the height of the Battle of Britain. Grandpa was standing proudly next to his beloved Spitfire. In his dreams, Jack would go up, up, and away, just like his grandfather had. The boy would have given everything he had, all of his past and all of his future, for one moment behind the controls of that legendary fighter plane. In his dreams, he would be a hero. In his life, he felt like a zero. The problem was that each day was exactly the same. He would go to school every morning, do his homework every afternoon, and eat his dinner in front of the television every night. If only he wasn't so shy. If only he had lots of friends. If only he could break free from his boring life. The highlight of Jack's week was Sunday. That was the day his parents would leave him with his grandfather. Before the old man had become too confused, he would take his grandson on the most magical days out. The Imperial War Museum was the place they loved to visit the most. It was not too far away in London and was a treasure trove of all things military. Together the pair would marvel at the old war planes hanging from the ceiling of the great room. The legendary Spitfire was, of course, their absolute favourite. Seeing her always brought Grandpa's memories of the war flooding back. He would share these stories with his grandson, who devoured every word. On the long bus journey home, Jack would bombard the old man with hundreds and hundreds of questions. "What's the fastest speed you ever went in your Spitfire? Did you ever have to parachute out? Which is the better fighter plane, the Spitfire or the Messerschmitt?" Grandpa loved answering him. Often, a crowd of children would gather around the old man on the top deck of the bus home to listen to these incredible tales.
"It was the summer of 1940,
Grandpa would begin.
"The height of the Battle of Britain. One night I was flying my Spitfire